This is the Opening Market Podcast for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, following WASDE report Thursday, what are we seeing in the grains?
The report was not bearish corn, so to speak. I mean, I would say it was a little bit bearish on soybeans, but, you know, geez, both lost ground, 5-6 cents on the day. You come in here on Friday, it looks like a tiny recovery rally for the time being. As you and I talk, you know, we're up a penny to 2 pennies, corn and beans. Nothing super exciting. Coming into the weekend, it'll be very interesting to see if anybody wants to take a position. You know, there's a lot of talk about the disparity between CONAB and the USDA as far as South American production goes. Just a massive difference between the two whenever you talk about actual bushels. Who's right, I think, is a big question. But that would probably be the one thing that, from the report, that I would say was interesting. You know, for the most part, I think the adjustments in stocks for U.S. balance sheets were something that we expected.
And, you know, in the lead up to the report, I think a lot of people were saying that was the first thing they wanted to find out was what was going to happen with that Brazilian production number for soybeans. And as you mentioned, the USDA did not touch that number at all. Now, we know the USDA a little bit hesitant at times to pull back on numbers like that, but is there any indication, Matt, why they did not make any change at all to that number?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I know there's been a lot of talk that some of the independents down there said, hey, don't lose sight of the fact that maybe a few more of these beans were planted than what people think. Even CONAB said, hey, there's a few more beans planted than what we originally thought. But we still feel like the drop in production is something that we can't ignore, you know. And so I don't know, Mark. It's one of those things right now that, you know, when you're 10 million tons off from one person to another, that's a lot of soybeans. And so, you know, bottom line is we'll figure it out moving forward. I thought it was also interesting that, you know, the USDA is calling last year's crop a 162. CONAB, you know, is well below that as well. So, you know, I don't know how this will all turn out. It certainly will play into the balance sheet, both globally and in the U.S., you know, if we do get a little more export business due to their crop being a little bit less. But, you know, for the time being, I've got to think this trade just looks heavy. You know, it looks like you're going to have to give a catalyst to get these funds to cover positions that they don't typically carry into the year. You don't typically see the funds massively short going into the growing season, but that's exactly where we're at today.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the livestock complex?
Well, you know, it's just kind of been, cattle have basically tried to catch their breath, so to speak. So, you know, to me, fats are very fundamentally friendly. We've talked about that a few times. There's no doubt that you can make a case for, you know, a run towards all-time highs when you look just strictly at the fundamentals of the cattle market, you know. But at the same time, it just seems like you run into some sell pressure when you get to some of these more lofty levels. The funds get a little bit shaky, get a little bit weak in the knees. And, you know, it hasn't helped that equities have kind of backed off here recently. I do think that that's been a bit of a factor, you know, and seeing this cattle market back off. Now, the interesting thing, when you talk feeders, you know, feeders are just well off of their recent highs. You know, you're looking at, $25 off of where we were just a couple, 3 weeks ago, you know. But at the same time, out there on the open market, the real world, you can't hardly find feeders. And so there's a bit of a gap right now between reality and what the board's posting. So it'd be very interesting to see how this cattle thing transpires through the year. Technically, is the last thing I'll talk about with cattle. You know, we had a monthly reversal lower this last month on fat cattle. Boy, I'll tell you what, that is not a friendly thing. And so in the face of extremely bullish fundamentals, you've got some bearish technicals. So, at this point in the game, I got to think that cattle will kind of hang out here. You're in the midst of some of your moving averages. I don't look for them to fall apart just yet, but by all means, on rallies, I would certainly be looking to manage some risk if I'm a producer that can look at some black ink.
And then what about the hog side?
Yeah, the hogs have been just as wild. It's about like the Wild West lately. You know, we've taken this hog market. You just go back to the start of the year, you know, and you were trading, oh, I don't know. Let's talk let's talk June. You know, you were trading about $87 on hogs, you know, and as of yesterday, you closed at 105.80. I mean, one heck of a run that we've had, especially, you know, over the last couple weeks. And so hogs have been on a tear. They backed off significantly here this week from where they were. But, you know, you're still looking at hogs, you know, triple digits, you know, several of your contract months. I don't know. Probably a really good place to manage risk. But now, let's face it, there's not a lot of independent hog producers. Most of these hogs are contracted. But if I had some exposure, by all means, I think that it would behoove myself to step in and manage some risk here.
What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
AgMarket.net. They just go there on the web. They can get a hold of any of our contact info, our new app that we are unveiling here in the next couple, 3 days. You know, a lot of good information on that website.
Lots of great resources. Excited for that app. He is Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, thank you for the time. Appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, bud.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 3.5 at 4.32 1/4. May soybeans up 6 1/4 at 11.65 1/2. May soybean meal up $2.90 at $3.38.50. May soybean oil up 24 cents at $46.26. Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at $5.52 1/2. Minneapolis wheat up 0.5 cents at $6.37 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 2 3/4 cents at $5.86 even. And May oats down 0.25 cents at $3.47 1/2. On the Merck, April live cattle down 22 cents at $1.80.02. April feeder cattle down 35 cents at $2.38.82. May lean hogs down 60 cents at $96.70. May pork cutout unchanged at $104.42. And Class 3 milk down a penny at $15.39. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.